90.9 KLRC. Good morning, Christy here. Mark is vacationing with his family, having a great time, I know. And I'm hanging out here in the studio with you. And happy Monday. So just like every Monday, we love to start off with prayer. We want to invite God into our week and just get it started on the right track, right? And if you will, just pray with me right now. Lord, first of all, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for how you provide. You know, last week we had our fundraiser and we didn't know. We knew we had a hefty goal and we put our trust in you, Lord, and our community, our listening family just came together in a big way to provide. And I love how you partner with us, God, and allow us into your bigger plan. And thank you for keeping KLRC on the air. Lord, we just praise you for that. We praise you for all the moments that individuals are in their cars in their darkest time, darkest need, and how you show up through the worship music on this station. We're just so grateful for how you provide and that we can trust you in that. And this week, as we head into the rest of our week, we're just praying for your provision in multiple ways. Provide us ears to hear your voice as we go about our day. Give us the eyes to see you at work in our own lives and open our hearts to see others' needs too. Help us be a vessel for your bigger plan and help us remember that this life is not our own. It's yours and we give it to you and we surrender it to you fully. And we ask that your will be done in our own lives individually so that we can carry out the greater purpose that you've called each of us to. And praise God for that, God, that we each do have such a unique divine purpose that you created us for. We're so grateful to you, Lord, and thank you for your son, Jesus. It's because of him that we're all here gathering this morning in our cars and our homes. And we're so grateful for that. Give us strength and courage to carry out your will this week. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, y'all, this one got me. Steve Hartman, he put out a story that I've been thinking about ever since I watched it a few days ago. So this is happening in Cabot, Arkansas. And it's just incredible how this town has come together. So just as the sun begins to set over the local Walmart, Walmart store janitor, Bill Majaluski, he begins walking his usual 5-mile trek to work for his overnight shift. You heard me, 5 miles. Takes him 2 hours, and it's no matter the weather, whether it's raining, freezing cold outside. One woman said that she pulled over and gave him a lift because she saw him walking in 9-degree weather one day. And that's when all of this started. And that woman, her name is Christy Conrad. She picked him up that particular day and started to get to know him. She learned that he's legally blind. He cannot drive a car, but he diligently every single day goes to work, leaves at sunset, gets there just in time for his overnight janitor shift. So she just began driving him whenever she could. But as time passed, she couldn't keep doing this because of her own personal life demands. She wanted him to have help every day, if possible. And so she thought, I don't want to leave Mr. Bill stranded. I want to help him out. So she started this Facebook page and she was hoping just to get maybe a few volunteers to help out. And she called it Mr. Bill's Village. And within days, it blew up. It was almost like people were competing now to give Mr. Bill a ride. And he became the most popular guy in town. People were always keeping an eye out for him during the day. They might see him walking after his shift. They'd give him a ride home. Christy's words were, she said, it was kind of like, where's Waldo? But instead, where's Mr. Bill? Like the whole town is looking for him. And today, that Facebook group, Mr. Bill's Village, has 1,500 members. 1,500 people in Cabot are keeping an eye out for Mr. Bill. He said it's never the same person from one day to the next. And he said it's helped him realize that there are a lot of good people in the world all over the place. And then to add to the luck that's already happening in this community, a local car dealership jumped in and they said, hey, we know Mr. Bill cannot drive right now, but we're going to give a brand new vehicle to Christy, the one who started this whole thing in the first place, in hopes that that would also help in Bill's transportation efforts. How amazing is that? Bill went from walking to work every day from sunset until he got to start his overnight shift alone to 1,500 people in the community looking out for him every day. That's pretty incredible. And I think such an amazing picture of what the body of Christ is supposed to look like. They're making it happen in Cabot. And I think for me, it's just a reminder that we can do that here too. So keep an eye out for one another. And also just another example of how God multiplies, right? It just started with Christy. She saw a need. She decided to try and help. Took the next step. Put the Facebook page together. And the next thing you know, God put 1,500 people looking out for Bill. I would imagine Bill feels love like he's never felt before. So today, I just want to challenge you and challenge myself. Keep an eye out. I'm pretty sure there's someone out there that could use a little extra love. And when you see that person, answer the call, just like Christy did. Just take one step and see what God does. And that's our positive difference story of the day. 90.9 KLRC, happy Monday. Well, as we always do on Mondays, we pick an office of the week. And this week's office of the week is Rogers Counseling Services. And I had a chance to make a little phone call a little bit earlier. Hey, Cindy, I wanted to call and let you know that Rogers Counseling Services, you all are our office of the week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's sweet.
Well, I was curious if you could just kind of fill me in on Rogers Counseling Services. Now, what all do you do?
Well, so there's two therapists there, and then so there's like four of us who work there, and then we do private practice, mostly faith-based counseling, and really we do individual counseling and couples counseling and family and pretty much any age group.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
Just try to help people get in a better space. From a mental health standpoint.
I mean, we need so much of that. I'm curious. I know you mentioned that you listen to KLRC there at the office. Like, do you have it playing in the waiting room, or how does that work?
Yes. Yeah, I have it playing in the waiting room. Like, most of the time people will comment on it and say they just love coming there because of how peaceful it feels like, you know, feels as they're sitting out there waiting and, you know, just enjoy listening.
That's amazing. What made you pick KLRC to listen to? Why KLRC?
I've listened to KLRC since it started, and I just have always loved the music, and it just has gotten stronger and stronger. It's a positive message, and I like listening to it, and I like getting out of my car and coming inside and hearing the same music. The song just continues, and you know, it's a positive message. I like hearing that.
Well, that is just awesome. So, well, I'm excited because I'm going to bring you guys some Kaya chocolate and some Chick-fil-A and some Joy House coffee, and we'll just hang out for a little bit. Does that sound good?
It does sound good. Yeah, okay. It sounds great.
Well, we really appreciate you, Cindy. Thank you for just playing KLRC in your waiting room there and letting us be a part of your day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The KLRC Morning Show with Mark and Christy.